Bitum wins court reprieve as Korean judge lifts six-month suspension. A South Korean court has paused a six-month business suspension that the country's financial regulator imposed on Bitum, one of the country's two dominant crypto exchanges. The order, reported by CoinDesk on May 1st, keeps Bitum able to register new users and run its full product line while the underlying dispute moves through the courts. The win is narrow. The judge granted an injunction that holds the sanction in abeyance, not a ruling on the merits. But for an industry that has spent the last 2 years watching Korean regulators tighten the screws on every domestic platform, the order is a meaningful break in the pattern. What the suspension would have done, the Financial Services Commission's earlier sanction targeted new business activity rather than existing accounts. In practice, that meant Bitum would have been frozen out of one of its most important growth levers, retail signups, for half a year. Existing customers would still trade. New customers would have to go to South Korea competitor Upbit, which already controls the majority of domestic spot volume. A six-month freeze on new accounts is the kind of penalty that compounds. Korean exchanges live and die by domestic order flow. Losing two quarters of new account acquisition while a rival keeps taking signups is the sort of damage that does not fully reverse once the suspension lifts. Bitum's legal team argued that the harm from the sanction would be irreversible if enforced before the court ruled on whether it was lawful, which is the standard threshold for an injunction in Korean administrative law. The judge agreed. The suspension is on hold until the underlying case is resolved. Why this matters beyond Bitum, South Korea runs one of the strictest crypto licensing regimes in any major market. Real name banking partnerships are mandatory. Only a handful of platforms hold the required Information Security Management System certification, and the FSC has used administrative penalties aggressively to police behavior it views as out of bounds. Domestic exchanges have generally paid fines and accepted suspensions rather than fight in court because the regulatory relationship matters more than any single sanction. Bitum pushing back and winning at the injunction stage is a shift. It signals two things. The exchange has decided the cost of accepting this particular sanction is high enough to risk antagonizing the FSC. And the courts are willing to second-guess the regulator on procedural grounds, at least at the preliminary stage. For the broader Korean market, that opens a small door. Other platforms watching Bitum's case now have a template for challenging FSC actions they consider disproportionate. Whether anyone follows depends on how the underlying case resolves over the next several months. Crypto market reaction? The market response has been muted. Bitcoin sits at $77,016 as of May 1st, 2026, up 1.3% on the day, while ETH trades at $2,076 and XRP at $1.37. None of those moves are connected to the Bitum ruling. Korean court news rarely moves global crypto prices unless it sets precedent that flows back through to listing rules or capital controls. This ruling does neither in the short term. Domestic implications are different. Bitum's ability to keep onboarding through the appeal removes a structural advantage Upbit would otherwise have enjoyed for two quarters. Korean media coverage in the coming days will focus on how that changes the competitive dynamic at the top of the market, particularly on altcoin spot volume, where Bitum has historically held a stronger share than its overall ranking suggests. What happens next? The injunction is procedural. The substantive case still needs a ruling on whether the FSC's original sanction was lawfully imposed. That decision is months away and either side can appeal. If Bitum loses on the merits, the suspension snaps back into effect, and the time it bought through the injunction does not erase the underlying penalty. If Bitum wins on the merits, the implications run further. A Korean court ruling that the FSC overreached on a major sanction would tighten the procedural standards regulators must meet on future enforcement actions. That is a harder constraint than any one penalty. For now, the practical outcome for users is unchanged. Bitum operates normally. New signups are open. The deeper question, whether this is the start of Korean exchanges pushing back on regulators in court or a one-off, will not be answered until the case resolves.